Have you tried Court Shuffleboard? The Greater Edmonton Shuffleboard Association, GESA, starts its seventh season this April at the Otwell Curling Rink. The group ran during the pandemic, with restrictions, and not a single case of COVID-19 resulted from play. GESA converted the curling rink into 24 shuffleboard courts, making it one of the premier facilities of its kind in Canada. For those unfamiliar with court shuffleboard, the modern game started in Florida as something to do on cruise ships. Many snowbirds have learned to play the game in the southern U.S., so now GESA has brought the game north. The game is similar to curling in many ways and is great for all ages. It's mentally challenging, where decisions and shooting finesse come into play, but not physically demanding, and can be played by those with physical handicaps. Court shuffleboard is an easy game to learn and free lessons and all equipment are provided by the club. Shuffling is a great way to meet new or old friends, get in some easy exercise and laughter, and it is 100% pure fun. Drop-ins are offered for those who just want to give it a try. Join anytime 10 a.m. or 12:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays or Thursdays, also Thursday at 7 p.m. The club also hosts two open tournaments during the season, a singles event May 15 to 17 and a mixed doubles July 24 to 26. The Otwell Curling Rink is at 4205 102 Avenue just west of the Esso Refinery off of Baseline Road. For more, visit www.shufflewithgesa.ca or phone Wally at 780-690-5004. Wally Bent, Edmonton, AB. More Calgary, please. I'm 87, and am a walking drugstore. But now living at Grand Seton Village, I spend time in the woodshop, building and making flower pots for the people here. We read Prime Times and enjoy all the articles in your paper, but we want to see more advertising for Calgary seniors' homes and services. Bruce Turgeon, Calgary, AB. Re. Keep your liver healthy, March 2023. The article suggests wearing a mask when handling, using toxins. This means wearing a proper respirator, not a COVID surgical mask. Purchase proper respirators from home improvement centers or industrial safety equipment suppliers. The cost is $50 to $70, but that cost is much less than medical costs. Heather Dawn Green, Calgary AB. A new love and some money. I just received an email. I can't believe it was for me. I'll be getting a large investment, for a small finder's fee. It came in broken English. But it was loud and clear. The urgency projected it would be quick to appear. Oh, look, here is another. This must be my lucky day. For this one is a sweetheart who will love my life away. What a perfect combination, a sweetheart and some money. My life's about to change some. My future's bright and sunny. Now I'll have to take a loan for the money that they ask. I know the bank manager personally and will put him to the task. He's helped me with my bankruptcy, and I know he'll understand. I've already made three payments, what's another 50 grand? I'll send them a message with information that they need, and hope that I am quick enough for the offers to proceed. I've been praying for a miracle, and it finally has arrived. A new love and some money. My life has been revived. Don Hamaliuk, St. Albert, AB. The Easter season. We think of what to do for Easter, this special time of year. We think of Easter lilies, so intricate, so unique, so white. Then we celebrate this wonderful Easter season with family. The real joy of Easter. Donna Kucheraway, Mundare, AB. What is the UCP doing for seniors? The UPC seems to be having a dizzying time trying to buy the election. However, I have yet to see what else they will do for seniors. Cancel the medical driver test fee? Funding for subsidized housing reinstated? Just wondering. Jean McDermott, Edmonton AB. Smith's condolences are offensive. Danielle Smith's condolences to the two fallen EPS members' families and colleagues is very disingenuous. Smith offers condolences on one hand, then backhands EPS efforts to figure out what occurred, and instead uses the office's deaths as a political platform to promote and gloat of the UCP Downtown Pilot Sheriff Program. Smith's conduct is absolutely egregious. The fact that she and the UCP are in a position to lead the province is appalling. Keep your fake condolences. Ted Seam, Calgary AB. Gas prices. I was just curious, with Western Canadian Select oil down to approximately $47 a barrel, a drop of more than $12 in 2 weeks, shouldn't the price be around 33 cents a liter at the pump? Stuart Arnold, Calgary AB.